Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of avoiding immorality, seeking purity, and relying on God's grace. The Bible verse for today is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Avoid immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18.
So here's the thing about avoiding immorality. It's not just some random rule we're supposed to follow. There's a pretty good reason behind it. You see, Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, talks about how every other sin that we commit is outside of our bodies. But when it comes to immorality, it's a whole different story. When we engage in sexual immorality, we're sinning against our bodies. Now, why is that? Well, Paul explains that sexual immorality is different because it's a form of self-harm. It's not just some harmless mistake that we can easily brush off. When we engage in sexual immorality, we're sinfully uniting ourselves with another person. And this union happens on both a physical and spiritual level. It's not just a physical act. It goes much deeper than that. And you know what happens when we sin in such a way? We experience the natural consequences of that sin at that deep level. It's not just some abstract idea. It's something that affects us in very real ways. So when Paul talks about sexual immorality being different from other sins, he's trying to combat the casual attitude that some Christians have towards it, especially in hypersexualized cultures. You see, sexual immorality isn't just about hurting others, although that's a part of it. It also contributes to our deep pain. It's no more or less a sin, but for some reason, human cultures tend to treat it more casually than other errors. And that's why Paul is urging us to take it seriously and to strive to avoid it. Now let's take a moment to reflect on this. We've all been tempted by sexual sin at some point in our lives. It's something that we have to resist and fight against actively. And that's where grace comes in. We can't do it on our own. We need God's help. So let's approach him as a loving father and ask for his grace to abstain from sexual sin. Let's acknowledge our weaknesses and rely on his strength. Remember, avoiding sexual sin is not about restricting ourselves or missing out on something good. It's about protecting ourselves and honoring the gift of our bodies. It's about seeking true intimacy in the way that God intended. So let's strive for purity and let's lean on God's grace every step of the way.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, recognizing the wisdom in your commandments, including the call to avoid immorality. Lord, we understand that sexual sin not only harms others, but also damages our own bodies and souls. Help us to grasp the seriousness of this sin and to resist its temptations. We confess, Lord, that we are weak and prone to sin. We cannot overcome the lure of immorality on our own. So we ask for your grace and strength to abstain from such sin. Pour out your Spirit upon us, Lord, and empower us to live lives of purity and holiness. Forgive us, Father, for the times when we have given in to temptation and failed to honor you with our bodies. Grant us the wisdom to discern right from wrong and the courage to choose what is pleasing in your sight. May we view our bodies as sacred temples created by you for your glory. Help us to honor this gift by living in purity and avoiding anything that defiles it. Guide us in forming healthy boundaries and relationships that reflect your love and goodness. Lord, we thank you for your endless grace and mercy. Your love for us is beyond measure, and your desire is for our well-being. Strengthen us, O God, to walk in obedience to your commands and to experience the freedom and joy found in living a life of purity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, may the peace and blessings of the Lord be with you as you go your way. Remember the message of love, grace, and wisdom shared today, and may it guide you in your journey. Farewell, and may God's light shine upon you always.